Okay, we are in the middle of Vav Metzia Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph 18a. We're talking about the obligations that a husband has to a wife, even after they're only betrothed. And we said yesterday that even if the husband dies, that the heiress still have to give her a ksuba, as a takana midrabanan, even though typically, at least according to the Tanakama, the only responsibility is really for the sake of marriage, and they never got married. The Rabbanan said that you should. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said you do not have to because you only did it for the sake of marriage. So we're on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, two lines down. V'ela miditani, or the second line. V'ela miditani, chayev, Rabbi, sorry. V'ela miditani, Rav Chiya bar Ami, ishto arusa lo onen, v'lo mitami la, v'chein hi lo onenes, v'lo mitami lo, Mesa ena yorsha, mesu gova ksubasa. So this is just a quote. We're going to respond to the quote in a second. But we have this quote from, I don't know, Bryce or something, that a woman who's only betrothed does not become an onen when she dies. And if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to become tami to her because they're not considered, you know, close relatives yet. They're not within the halacha of she'ero. And similarly, she, when her husband dies, she doesn't become an onenes. And she doesn't have any mitzvah to take care of. That's what lo mitami la is here. It's a weird one because she's a woman. So she doesn't have the same kohen responsibility. This is just talking about the fact that she doesn't have to go and deal with, involve herself with the burial. It's not her responsibility. If she dies, he does not inherit her. And if he dies, she gets, if he dies, she gets the ksuba. I think that's what it's saying, Gil. Dilma says the Gemara, Dilma de kasavla. Maybe this is only when they wrote the ksuba out beforehand. And that's why she gets the ksuba when he dies. V'chi teim de kasavla. And if you're going to tell me that it is a situation where they did write it, ma'ila memra, what's the chiddush? Mesa ena yarsha itzrichilei. The chiddush is that if she dies, so then he does not inherit her, even though he wrote a ksuba for her and has to pay her. He doesn't get anything from her. El Abaye migufa d'masinzika hadarbei. So why is it that Abaye changed his mind? Meaning, there are ways, if you remember yesterday, Abaye went back on his suggestion because he thought there was a case where they wouldn't write the ksuba and he would still be obligated, and that is the case of the arusa. And then we said, why do you have to say that that's a case of an arusa, is a case where they didn't write the ksuba and he'd still collect, and she'd still collect? Maybe it's a case where they always wrote it, and that's why. And it was just Fuke Midrabi Eliezer Ben Azariah, just to exclude that opinion that says that you never give the ksuba unless you're married. So why is it that Abaye couldn't establish, along the lines that we've been saying, why is it that he couldn't establish all of these cases as cases where they already wrote the ksuba, and that's why he collects? But otherwise, he would not collect even an arusa. So says Gemara, Abaye changed his mind because of our Mishnah. The Yisaka died because the Mishnah had said, Hotia get ve'enimo ksuba go b'ksuba sa. If she takes out a get, and there's no ksuba, she still collects the ksuba. So if you're talking about a place where they don't write down ksubas, to get hainu ksubasa, and therefore the way she collects is by presenting the get itself. Atu get manam asayim ksiv bay. Does the get have anything about how much she gets? And maybe you're going to say that because the Rabbanan established that a woman gets a ksuba from a get. She gets to collect the ksuba money through the get alone. So maybe it's considered as if it's written, meaning it's not just that we're going to give it to her, but it's as if there's an actual, we consider like it's a written ksuba. So then even if that was the case, litzon velema parati, if the husband says, I paid it, so then it doesn't matter. The get doesn't prove that she hasn't been paid yet. It just proves that maybe she was married and that she was deserving of a ksuba. And he said, okay, but I already paid it. V'chi tema darmin alei iprata ibayalei lumikre, that if we're going to tell him, no, if you paid it, you must have had You must have ripped. You must have. You should have ripped up the get.
That's a ridiculous. It seems basically like a ridiculous suggestion.
Yeah, just get rid of your Dezoras document.
Say, but also, I mean, not only for the reason that we're about to say in a second,
right?
Because it only evidences that she's in
right,
place. But again, it's not the document that creates the obligation itself. The obvious suggestion that I don't remember where we had it, is get a receipt.
Yeah, get another one. We did talk about that. The shubar, yeah. The shobar, yeah. The shobar, yeah. Or ksubas, probably. So if we're going to tell him he should have ripped it up, so Amar Lan, he's going to tell us, Lo shivaktan, she didn't let me write it. She didn't let me rip it up. Amar Abinu l'nsubibe, I needed to get married again. V'chi tam, and if you're going to say, Amrin le'yi b'ayalach l'nikre, and if we're going to say to the husbands, you should have asked to rip it up, umichtav agabe.
You should have torn it. My guess is this is like that is a tear without destroying it.
Uh-huh. Umichtav agabe, and you should write on top of it. Gita denan dekira anuhu. Lo mishum de gita psulahu, eleki echt lo tigbi be zimnach risi. Meaning, write on it, make some kind of note in the margin that we use this get to pay off the ksuba, and it's still a good get. Isn't everything just collected and based in anyway? So if that's what you're going to say he should have done, isn't everything done and based in anyway? So why would we have to? Or is this saying it's not always paid off in based in that they could do such a thing?
It is only when payment is made in a court of law that one can expect the document to be endorsed in the way suggested. People don't always pay their debts in court.
Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe so they paid it out outside.
He admitted that the mere production of the bill of divorce entitles them to demand payment. This means of the Keturah, just as if the amount were stated in the bill, one could not maintain. The husband would not be believed to be pleaded. I've already paid. Saying that he has good reason for not having.
Abaye's point is, it's not clear and obvious that just because she has a get, that means he's paid or he hasn't paid.
Where do we end up resolving this issue?
Here. But if we have to retrace our steps to get back to the beginning of the question, we had an opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that someone who claims Achar Ma'aseh Beis Din, it's like they said nothing. So how could she have collected with this get? The husband could say, I already paid it. And the fact that we say the husband can't say that is according to Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning that Abaye had originally tried to say I'm trying to get to the original statement of Abaye. So we had said the Rabbi Yochanan's line, I don't know how space in Olar Klum, at the top of Yezayin of Abayis. And then Abaye said that the whole situation of the get, which is what we were trying to prove it from, Hotzia v'eni moksuba gova ksubasa, the husband basically can't say anything, right? We have the get, and we basically have the established obligation of the ksuba, which is like a shtar. It's like that's considered like a maisa beis din. And therefore, the husband can't claim I paid it. Abaye said, well, maybe that's only in the place of where they didn't write the ksuba. But in the place where they write the ksuba, have a good one, Ellie. In the place where they write the ksuba, so then they can only collect if there's a ksuba. And then Abaye disagreed because it's not clear that the get alone is proof enough, even in a place where they don't write a ksuba, that they should be collecting a ksuba. And yet, we make him pay, and he can't claim parati, can't claim that I already paid it off. Clearly, we do hold like Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, Abaye was trying to clarify Rabbi Yochanan's statement, or Rabbi Yochanan, well, Abaye was trying to, I guess, dismiss Rabbi Yochanan's claim by dismissing his proof from the get case, which we say is not necessarily because Toinach Hamas based in Lav Klumhi. It's not necessarily that someone who claims something after a Masa Beis Din, it's like they're saying nothing. Why can't we say that it's a Ksuba case where, you know, it's only, if it's written, it's good. If it's not written, it's no good. And in this case, there is no Ksuba, so then maybe that's when we would say that you need the get. But otherwise, you wouldn't. So Abaye basically says, no, in the end of the day, the Ksuba case is really a case of when the Ksuba was written, and we're still going to say that he can't claim Parati, and therefore we have from here, we don't have a disproof. Abaye's disproof didn't work, and we're left with Rabbi Yochanan's original statement that Toin Achar Ma'asa Beis Din Lav Klumhi, that if a person tries to claim something against what Beis Din already rules, even if there's no document, it doesn't matter. We don't believe the person's claim. That's basically the long version of the flow of that Gemara. Okay, new Mishnah. If you find a divorce documents of women, and slave freeing documents, or you found daitiki, which I think is like a last will and testament type of thing, or matana, or a gift. Oh, a doc, it's got to be a document, right? Correct. Vishovrin, which is the receipt that something has been paid. In all of those cases, hareza lo yachzir, you don't give them back. Shani omer, ksubin hayu v'nim lachalein shalo, leads none. Maybe they were written, and they were never actually fully given, or decided to be given. They were decided to not be given. Those are interesting cases. Shovrin, a shovrin is a receipt.
I had it written in anticipation that the other guy was going to pay me.
And he never paid. Okay, so maybe that's the case. But that wouldn't make sense. Shalolit none. I guess v'nim lachalein shalolit none, I decided not to give it because I never got the money. Right. It's a kind of like a weird way to say that. But okay. Says the Gemara. Tama v'nim lachalein shalolit none. The reason why you don't give it back is because the person might have decided I'm not going to give it. Or it's not relevant to give. Ha'amar tenu, if however he had said to those who said it, to those who found it, give it to the person. So then, no sin about filus man meruba. Meaning, if it's
the explanation here says this is talking only about divorce.
Only the cat case. Okay.
I don't know.
Meaning, the only reason that we're saying not to do it is because maybe he changed his mind. But here he's clearly saying, no, I didn't change my mind. Please give it. So then you can give it. Or minhu. Wait a second. I may get vavet manu about solatzer kashi im la'apostle. You can't delay the writing of the transfer of a get that was written. Meaning, if you lost it and then you found it right away, so it's only a short time later, so then kashya, you can still give it as a get. But if you didn't find it right away, but it was later, so then you're not allowed to use that get anymore because we're worried that that get is not the same get. It just has the same names on it. Amar Abba, lo kashya, kam v'makusha sheyos mitzuyos, kam v'makusha en sheyos mitzuyos. I think we talked about this originally in that Gemara over there in Gittin. That the situation is only when there are a lot of people around. In this case, there are caravans that are always coming by, and maybe there are going to be multiple people with multiple names that might be many people with multiple names that might be similar to yours. In which case, it could be a different get. But if it's not so many, so then we would use it again. And maybe that's the case of our Mishnah. We're in a small town. How many people are named Shmerel Beryl, and Sprinter Rachel? Not so many people. So the fact that there's so few people. And it's exactly the same names. We assume that it's the same get. You can give it back if the guy says, give it to her. And even if it's a lot of people around, and even if it's a place with a lot of people, and even if, oh, then the case is only if, meaning that, the exception of saying that you can't reuse a get when there are a lot of people around is only when we know there's another guy with that same name. But if there's no other guy with that same name, we're not going to assume that it's somebody else's get, even if there are a lot of people around. Because then we'd have a question on Rabbah from a different statement of Rabbah. If there was a get that was found, bless you again, in the basin of Rav Huna, that was found in the basin of Rav Huna. In a place called Shaviri, next to the Rachis River, And then we establish that the names on the get are a real get. And he says he lost it. And we don't know other people in that place that have the same names. Amar Rav Huna, Chayshina L'Shnei Shvirei. We're worried that there are two Shvireis. The Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista then says, the Rabbah, Puk Ayin Ba, Delorta Ba Yiminach Rav Huna. Go look into that. Go look into that halacha, because in the morning, or that at nighttime, we can ask Rav Huna his thoughts on this. I guess Rav Huna said this already. Okay. Nafak dak vashkach. Rabbi went out and looked into it. Ditznan kol masa based in Areza Yachzir. No, he's not looking. He's looking into the halacha. Right, right, right. I mean, Rav Huna already said the halacha. We are worried for two shvires. And now Rabbah went and looked into the halacha and said, wait a second, kol masa beis din areza yachzir, you always give it back. V'habe dina de Rav Huna dechimakam t'shayar sum zios dami v'kapashid Rabbah d'yachzir. Rabbah is making the claim that you should give it back, even though the beis din of Rav Huna was a popular place to live. Naturally, v'kapashir Rabbi Yachzer Alma ihuch zekushne Yosef ben Shim Yosef ben Shimon in ilolo. There you find, therefore, that Rabbi only holds of shayos mitzuyos as a as precluding the ability to receive the get if you know for sure that there's another person with the same name. But if we don't know for sure there's another person with the same name, even if there are a lot of people there, Rabbi would be comfortable saying that we can reuse the get. Maybe Rav Huna wouldn't be. Aba Rabba Uvda Bahu Gita Dishtakach. Rabba did something with this space, with this get. Be Kitana de Pumbadisa Kishmate. And this is actually how he's saying that in this place he reused the get. Yeah, that you don't have to worry unless you know for sure there's another guy like that. Igdar Mehech de Mizabni Kitana Hecha de Mizabni Kitana. In a place where they sell Kitana. What's Kitana? Cloaks? Okay, we're going to see it soon. Hechad mizam kitan v'hushalo huchzeku afagav tishchichin shiarasa. As long as it's, even if there are a lot of people, as long as it's not established that there are two people the same name. V'yikadarmi hechad detaru kitana. That's talking about a place where they soak kutana. V'yafagav tishchichu. Flax? Okay, it's a place that's known for their flax. V'yafagav tishchichu shiarasa. Rabbi Zera, all the same thing, basically in different words. Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera brings a Mishnah upon the Brisa, meaning in objection to the Brisa. Umishane, and then he explained it. Tanan, the Mishnah says in Gittin, maybe get vav and amenam it's allowed to kashu v'ilav pasur. Just as we said before, if you find the get right away after you lost it, you can reuse it. If you find it after some time, you cannot reuse it. We assume that maybe there's another guy with the same name. So Urmini, but wait a second. Don't we have a brayza? The matzah get isha b'shuk v'zman shabal modi achzulisha and about modi luachzul lo lozev lo lozev. That brayza says that you can only give it back if the husband agrees. But if the husband doesn't agree, you can't give it back. But wait a second. The brayza that we just said. The mission that we just said did not have distinction. Here it says lo zev lo zev, either one. You're saying originally when it says this one, the first one, I think the Mishnah says hamevi get va'avad heimenu mitzol al tulkasher v'yim lav pasul. If he finds it, he can reuse it. We're not giving it back to him.
The assumption seems to have been it was
never given. Correct. The second brisa sounds like that you could give it back to the woman as if it's a legitimate get. We don't know what happened to it. We don't know when it was given or when it wasn't given. Here it says, the implication is that you can give it back to the woman even if a lot of time has passed. In that case, Rabbi Zera explains that the reason why there's a distinction between these two cases is the husband is the only disallowed, the husband is prohibited from reusing the get if it's after a long time because there are a lot of people there. But this case where we give it back to the woman, meaning the get is a legitimate get, that's specifically in a place where there is not a sheros mitzvah, so not a lot of people. Okay. Ikadarmi, alternatively, you could say, or you could say, like Rabba, it's not about Sharas Mitzuros, but it's also Sharas Mitzuros and that Chuchsak Shnei Shimon ben Yosef's, or Yosef ben Shimon's. There are two people with the same name that we know about that could have been referred to by this get. Ikadarmi, or you could say that this is even if the we don't know another person with the same name, but the fact that there are a lot of people there means that you should not give it back, and this is in opposition to Rabba's opinion. Bish lama Rabba lo amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabba doesn't hold Rabbi Zeira alim olak shuye. I guess the kasha is too strong, and therefore he needed some kind of distinction between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Right? The Mishnah says he can't use it after a while, and the Brisa says you could give it back if the husband agrees, even if it's after a while. So Rabba, the reason why Rabba says what he says, that there's a distinction because of Huchsak Shemos, that there are other names that you know of, the reason he says that is in order to to resolve the machlokas between the Mishnah and the Brisa in that way. El Rabbi Zeira, my time lo amar Rabba. Why does Rabbi Zeira not feel that it's that you can explain like Rabba? Amar Lach, Rabbi Zeira says, Mi katani ha amar tenu nosin vafilu zman meruba. Does it say in the Mishnah that if he says give it, then you give it, even after a lot of time? Dilma ha amar tenu nosin ul'ol amar kitakai malan la'alter. Maybe we're talking about even in a case where he says to give it, and we only ever said that it's good if it's done right away. Even when he says to give it, it's only ever good right away, if he found it and gave it right away. So Laman, Damar Rabbi Zeira, B'mak M'shasar Masuros, V'alva Gavshal, Chusnei Joseph, Ben Shimon, Pliga D'Rabba, B'mak Kamilfagi. According to the opinion that says, that we're talking about a case with a lot of people, and it's not Huchzak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. We don't have two people that we know have the same name. And therefore, he disagrees with Rabba. So then what are they arguing about? Rabba Savar Tekatani Kol Masa Beistin Hareza Yachzir Dishtakach Beveistin Askinan. Interesting. Meaning, why is Rabba so confident in the fact that there's not another, that this get doesn't belong to other people with the same names? There are a lot of people around. Sheros Mitziros, a lot of people coming through the city. So why isn't he worried? So he says, because it was found in Beistin. And if it's found in Beistin, Ubeistin Kamakum Shah Sheros Mitziros, Vuhu Shehuchsuku Lo Yachzer, Lo Huchsu Yachzer. That's why in Beistin, he's more lenient because Beistin it falls under the rule. Masa Beistin, Hareza Yachzer, we always give back something which is found in Beistin. Unless there are two people with the same, two sets of couples with the same name.
It says you're endorsed by, and it said all along, endorsed by Beit Din, and I've been having a little confusion here whether this is something that the court ruled on and stamped.
Right, it doesn't say that. Right.
It was found on the floor.
It was in the courtroom, yeah.
Or it was kind of behind the desk on the floor. Right. I mean, we moved some furniture.
They found it in a cubby somewhere after many years. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a little confused.
Right, it's got to be, I assume context is going to help with those types of things, but it doesn't give clarification. Rabbi Zeira Amalach, Rabbi Zeira says, Mi katani komas abesin nishnus abesin, komas abesin yachzir. It doesn't say that it's found in Beistin. It says anything that was adjudicated through Beistin. Maybe it's found outside in some other random place.
On the ground up in front.
And maybe we can say that it was only in a situation where there are not a lot of people around. But if there are a lot of people around, so you would not be allowed to give it back. Rabba's whole point is Masa Beistin means it's naturally a place where a lot of people are, because the Beistin is a place where a lot of people come through. So Rabba's point is, look at that, it's Beistin, and you can give it back, even though there are a lot of people around. And Rabbi says, no, who says there are a lot of people around? You know, even if it's done through Beistin, it's also called Masa Beistin. And therefore, it could be that it's only in a case where there are not a lot of people around, but it was done through Beistin, that you would give it back. But if there are a lot of people around, maybe it'd be different. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Kegon Deka Amri Edim May Olam Lo Chasamnu Ela Al Get Echad Shel Yosef Ben Shimon. This is only a case where two witnesses said that we only ever signed on one get that said Yosef Ben Shimon, and therefore we don't have to worry that it came from somebody else. the guy says, give it to my wife, meaning he found the get and he says, yeah, that's mine, give it to my wife. And the Edom come along and say, yeah, we only ever signed on one of them, so we don't have to worry about this, this is somebody other, someone else's. It's kind of weird, but I mean, are there not other Edom that have the same name too? Are we not worried about other Edom with the same name? If that's the case, what's the chiddush? I mean, if there are witnesses to the fact that this get was given by this guy, and there are no other getting given by this guy to that wife with the same witnesses, so then maybe you have to worry about the fact that the Edom have the same name as some other Edom. So kamash malan. I wonder what the probabilities are of this. Obviously, it depends on population size, but every same name you add, the lower the probability gets. What are the odds that four people's names are exactly the same? The two people's names, okay, we're stretching it. It depends if there are a lot of people around. But four people, we're not worried about that. Maybe you would think you should. No, we're not.
You know, in Israel, they put your two dads around.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And I think they put it on like that. People are just all over the place. I wonder if in Israel, it's just the two dads.
I would imagine at least the filing that they have, because the Beis Din keeps the file. The Beis Din keeps the get nowadays. The woman doesn't keep the get. Yeah, yeah, it's true. We don't. None of us has the same two names. We all have just Shaya. None of us have the same. I'm Shaya Zev. He's Shaya Yitzchak. I forgot the other two. There's Shaya Moshi. We're all Yeshaya, but I'm just saying. That's how we call it. Shai Yitzchak, Shai Amayshi, Shai Shai Zev. And then there's a fourth one. I don't think he has a second name. I don't remember. Either way, on a get, you would write all that stuff.
But you'd have to have the same wife, too.
Yeah, exactly. Like the probabilities are going way down.
Same two witnesses.
Right. Same two witnesses. Right, that's what we're saying here. Okay, I mean, we're worried about the same guy's name, same girl's name. Fine. But witnesses, no way. And by the way, we're not... Now, so really... It's even more than that, because each of us has our own father's names, which would never, I mean, you'd have to get the exact same two names, and then the exact same two father's names, exact names, women's two names, exact names, women's two mother's names. So we talked about that a few months ago. Remember, we talked about that. What?
Witnesses are actually easier, but most likely that they go to the Beis Din, and how they people are the Beis Din, okay, we'll be a witness.
Right, maybe. Maybe the Beis Din has some witnesses, or just like... You know, they exactly. They sit in Beis Din all day, just testifying to everybody's stuff. I don't know, but you're right. Nowadays, back then, they probably only had one name each person.
But you know, I've never signed a get as a witness. Mm-hmm. I've signed a ketubah.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever either.
Times.
I did. I don't remember. I signed it.
Sometimes the rabbi has said, include your last name.
Mm. By getting, we include like everything. You're saying about ksubas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
Right.
You did that on a ketubah, you could certainly do that on a get.
Right.
I'm just saying.
In the get, we put nicknames and everything.
But put your, the witness should put your last name.
Right.
What? I think I was thinking last names also on the ketubah.
It could be. Not your last name. Maybe Lemishpachat Stebbins or something. The witnesses. Yeah, sometimes that happens. Yeah. I don't think I do that. That doesn't matter either way, I don't think. But it is interesting. I get in, if you saw the example that we said before, it's by this river. Right, that was the example I said before. We do that today. We're very mocked about rivers. We have to, the get should be written in a city which is next to a river.
So if it's not in a park, there's no river.
I think, I don't know where they do it. They do it in Southfield. Does Southfield have a river?
Kind of.
The Rouge is next to Southfield?
The Rouge has so many branches.
Yeah.
And sub branches.
The point is that if there's a Southfield in Indiana, it's not good.
Every time we guess like a little river, I would say to my father, what river is it? He'd say, it's the Rouge. The Rouge can't be here.
Right.
And it is.
It just connects
there's
all
the upper Rouge, the middle right. Rouge, and the lower Rouge. Uh-huh. Eventually, they all get to the
Rouge. Anyways, in Kansas, there was no river next to Kansas City. So whenever I think I did two getting in Kansas. I didn't write them, but I was involved in them. We would drive downtown to Missouri to be next to the Missouri River, to Kansas City, Missouri, so that we could write the get with a river.
Kansas City, Kansas isn't also on the river?
No, I apparently not. Like by the border. I thought the border was the river, but apparently not. I don't know. It wasn't good enough. Either way, so then, Rav Ashi says, Kigon de Ka'amar, Nekev Yeshba B'tzad Os Plonis. when we say in the Mishnah, where we confirm it with some other sign that there's a hole in it. Today we also put holes in the gittin. We cut it up in a specific way so that people know that this is a legitimate based in document. But here he's saying, I know for sure that one's my get because it's got a hole in this specific spot. Vidavka says the Gemara, Bitzad os plonis next to this letter. About Nekev Ba'ama, to just say, oh, I know, that's definitely mine. It's got a hole in it. Lo, that's not good enough. Plenty of documents have holes in them. Rav Ashi misafka le b'simanim idaraisa idarabanan. Rav Ashi was wondering whether or not simanim are good enough to rely upon for idaraisa halacha or only midarabanan. Rav Avorchana, irchas le gita be midrasha. He lost the get, is that what that means? In the base medrash? Or
he
lost it in the base medrash, and then they found it. Amar isimana isli begave, itvius ena isli begave. If you want me to prove it with a simon, so then I can give that. I can give you one. If you want me to prove it with what? What does that mean?
Recognition by sight.
What it looks like? Maybe I guess the color or the writing. I don't know. So I also have that. They gave it back to him. Amar lo yadana imishim simna adruneali.
My general appearance. You know, I saw it. Yes, this is.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that what that means? That looks like?
I don't know whether he's described.
I think he's describing it. So then they gave it back to him, but he never actually gave either the simanim or the tviasena. So the kasavri simnin daraisa imishim tviasena adruneali. Either simanim are good enough to rely upon midaraisa, or because I knew what it looked like. But the simon wouldn't be good enough.
Did he write this for somebody else? Why
unclear.
Why was it his?
Maybe he is getting divorced. I don't know. Oh, no, I have here that he was a shliach to bring someone again. Okay. That's what I have in my lines. I'm sure maybe Rashi says it or something. And then it says, "V'davka b'tzurba midirabanan about inish ta'amalo." Specifically, a Talmud Chacham who is not prone to making things up, so we'll rely on them for simanim. But for other people, or for tfius ayin, but for other people, we wouldn't necessarily rely on their descriptions. Okay, I don't really know the distinction between simanim and tfius ayin. What I mean, yes, I know that they're different things. One's like a hole in the document versus, you know, what color is the document. But like practically, you're doing the same thing.
I'm not sure.
You're just confirming what it is.